Thank you. Thank you. I think we're seeing the impartation of the faith. And from lesson from last night, it happened last night. And then it happened again when we was talking about it coming down on your knees and connecting it. Those are moments you don't want that serpent talking to you. You really don't. Because he wants to cut off and make your heavens iron. I'm just understanding that. He want to make your heavens iron. Which means that he doesn't want any promise that God has given you to penetrate into your heavens. So he'll make your heavens like iron. And he can only do it by dealing with you. Because for him to mess with your heavens, he got to mess with your head. He's got to mess with your mind. And if he messes with your mind, he messes with your heaven. If he messes with your heart, he messes with your earth. Because the heart is the center of the earth. So through you, he can make your heavens iron through your mind and make your heart, your earth, bring forth briars and thorns and thistles because of your heart. And the heart is the center of the earth. Even in your body, there are three gates above and three below. Your heart is the center. So don't you think what goes on in your members doesn't affect you, your spirit, your soul, and your journey. And even down to your body. Because you're going to give an account of everything done in your body, whether good or bad. I want you to know that. You get mystical in your mind and think and say all this stuff, he's going to make your heavens like iron. He don't care you don't know the weight of it. He don't want you to know the weight of it. He just want to get you to believe him enough to do what he's telling you to do. Weren't we taken from the earth? Even the soul was made from the highest form of dust. So the earth didn't bring forth thorns and briars and thistles until when? So the garden of God, the paradise of God, is equal to the soul of God, and the soul of God has power over the garden of God. When you step into the garden of God, you will know that your soul has power over the garden. That's why no thorns, no briars, no thistles can go there. And that's why you don't work by the sweat of your brow. You work by the word of the Lord. You speak, and it is. Wait a minute. You speak, and it is. What does the serpent have us doing? Discerning and working. We're going to work it out. We so used to working it out, we don't know how to do nothing but work it out. There's a rest for us where we cease from our labor. There is a rest for the people of God. Well, he rested on the seventh day from all his labor. We have to rest. Where is the rest? It ain't the cemetery. Stop looking for the cemetery to be your rest. You rest when you have finished laboring. And you enter into his rest, even as he rested on the seventh day. Because there wasn't nothing else left to do. He finished. And when we finish laboring and travailing, bringing this vessel under subjection by the word of the Lord, walking by faith and not by sight, through much trials and tribulations, still enduring as a good soldier, fighting the good fight of faith, the day come when it ends. Because after you've suffered a while, then you what? Reign. Don't try to reign when you haven't suffered. Don't do that. That's backwards. And if you don't let your body be a partaker of your suffering, you don't get to reign. Your body must be a partaker of the sufferings of the Lord. So with that being said, you can share if you want to. Because, I mean, share, turn over, whatever you want to turn. You really can share whatever you want to, because I'm taken by tonight has really taken me. I'm a new creation right about now. So, pass the mic around. Many members in the body share, break bread. Come on, talk. Share to the body. Yes.
So, going back to what you were talking about, how we didn't see each other, how God sees us. I don't even know how. It's like, are we supposed to just completely ignore the hurt or the pain or whatever someone put us through that's in the body, and we're still supposed to just see them as God sees them? Because I'm having a hard time doing that, and I get stuck in a place where it's like, I really don't want to, because I would never do you like that.
Come here. When you're a child, you hear the truth, you get agitated by it, you're frustrated by it, but still love the truth. You gotta grow. I'm speaking a very mature word. You got the Holy Ghost, you have experiences with God. Peter did too, but he cut a man's ear off. Growth. Don't despise growth. Acknowledge these things are true. Never speak against your father or your mother. Never. Because the truth comes from them. And no matter what you're going through, hold to the truth. I will conclude everything you're saying is that you're just a child. I won't charge you prematurely. You're just a child. You ain't ready for meat yet. Not me. Because that means you're going to have to suffer some things and not think evil. And if they slap you on one cheek, you turn the other one. Children can't do that. But I know not to think evil of you, Because I don't get mad at my children when they act up. Because they're mine. Do you hear me for real? Hold those words. Anyone else wants to share? It's such a beautiful, glorious day. Elder Johnson, I saw a vision. Would you want it? Elder Sandra Johnson, I saw a vision when I was teaching earlier. I almost ran over there. I just didn't. Did you? Would you want it?
Yes.
It's amazing, isn't it? You might want to sit down. Get somebody else your glasses. This is impartation. You don't know this. You don't know him like this. You're about to know him in a way you never knew him. Because he wants you to. It's coming out of the heavens. Let it descend upon her.
No.
By the laying on of hands. By the power of your resurrection from the dead. Descend upon her.
Oh, yeah.
To come down.
Am I getting the feedback?
Testing. Something happened last night and tonight, and it keeps happening, and I see it. I see the Spirit coming down on members of the body. And sometimes we're not conscious of it. If you see it and they're not conscious, what do you think you should do? Because if they don't have the knowledge of it, can they walk in it? Though it be on them. You hear that? So when the Spirit comes down, you may not know. But if someone sees it, they can speak to you concerning it, because to see it is to know it. Does that make sense? The servant sees a cloud about the size of a man's hand. Who understands it? Who understands the cloud about the size of a man's hand? Why does Elijah understand it?
Because he saw the spirit of it.
What is he doing?
What is Elijah doing?
Yes.
He's making the servant to know that what he saw wasn't what he saw.
Now that's what he told the servant. What is Elijah doing?
Making the servant to know.
That's what he's telling the servant. What is he doing? I'm just making you sharp. What is he doing? What is Elijah doing? What is he doing? What is Elijah doing? What is he doing? What is Elijah doing? What is Elijah doing? Come on, what is Elijah doing? What is he doing? Huh? What is his posture? What is he doing? What is he doing? What is Elijah doing? Yeah, he's here. Yes. What is he? What makes him understand that cloud that the servant thinks is nothing? Right. The servant thinks it's nothing. Right. What is he doing?
He's hearing.
He's hearing. What's making him hear?
Spirit.
And what is his posture in his body for that to happen?
he still did not yield to that discerning voice from the serpent.
All of that is true. You can say it in one word. He's praying. I want you to hear what prayer will make you see that your flesh will never let you see. Find it. You got to... I tell you what the Lord wants us right now. He wants you in the posture that no matter how small a thing look, believes what he says about it versus what that serpent is telling you about it. This is going to break through miracles. It's the place that destroys doubt is where I got you right now. I got you in the place to destroy doubt. And the anointing is in here to destroy doubt. The wisdom of God is not to preach away doubt, but to get you in the place where the doubt is. And then exercise you in truth right there. Because we don't need to try to get the miracle to happen. We need to deal with what's hindering the miracle.
Yes, my Lord.
Something is hindering the miracle. The move of God. And he's got to get us to the place where we can see it. You good?
1 Kings 18:41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth.
What's that posture? What is he doing? Yeah. What we talked about earlier, he's bowing his knees. He's see, when you bow your knees, the serpent can't talk to you. He talks to you when your knees ain't bowing. That's why when your flesh start raging, you know what you say? I need to pray. What you're really telling me is you need to bow your knees because your knees are acting up. Go ahead.
And he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees.
Put his face between his knees. He's doing what, church? Come on now. Go ahead.
And said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing.
Wow. Now. You're talking about calling something that be not as though it is. Now, this is the spirit that rests in every prophet. What has he already told Ahab? I've got to show you something here. This, every prophet comes with this. It's a package deal. You understand that, won't you? What does he tell Ahab?
Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain.
Get thee up, eat, drink. There's a sound of what? Abundance of what? He done already told the king that. Wait a minute. He already told the king. Wait a minute, church. He done already called it. Wait a minute, church. He has called it. Well, why don't we just go home and go to bed and go to sleep? I done told the king what the Lord said. Surely the Lord gonna do it. Let me go home and go to sleep. God don't have those kind of prophets. Because seeing it ain't enough. He don't have those kind. God got him saying it. He ain't going to go home and lay down with his servant and say, look, let's go take a nap. I done told the king what the Lord said. That's not his posture. What is he going to do? You got to hear this. Go ahead now. I got you now.
So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel.
Oh, boy, he knew where his prayer room was. Go ahead.
And he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees.
Oh, yeah.
And said to his servant, go up now. Look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing.
Hold it. This is funny. I think I'm there with it. Listen, I think I'm right there with it. Hold it. I am. Oh. I'm okay. I'm right there with him. Listen, Nick, I'm right there with him. I'm in the middle of it. The servant, this is funny. The servant is remembering what? What does the servant remember when he go look towards the sea? What does the servant remember? What has he heard?
What he told Ahab?
And he told Ahab it's going to be what?
An abundance of rain.
So the servant has heard this, right? Elijah says, with his face between his knees, said, go. And what did the servant say?
He didn't see.
I don't see.
There is nothing.
Wait a minute. What do you think the servant is thinking about the prophet right about now? He done messed up. Wait a minute. I'm there. I'm telling you, I'm there. The servant done heard the prophet tell the king, get up, eat, because there's a sound of what? Abundance of rain. He falls, he goes to the mountain, to his prayer room on Mount Carmel, and he falls down and bows his head between his knees and starts praying, and sends his servant, say, go look toward the sea, and tell me what the servant said.
He went up and looked and said, there is nothing.
Wait a minute. The servant is messed up now. You just told the king it's an abundance of rain. And now you done sent me to check it out, and it ain't nothing. I guess the serpent must be confusing somebody. Batikiata. Andereasitikia. When I give you a word to speak, I also give you the power to call it. The heavens must have finished the praise because you didn't get it started good. The servant is messed up, ain't he? So let's hear what he says. I got y'all in my room now. Come on. Y'all in my room now. Come on.
And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times.
Wait, how many times?
7.
You know that servant is talking some junk to that prophet about now. He's under his breath, but he ain't going to talk loud. Look, I've been one time. You know how somebody send you to look for something and they come and say it ain't there? And you say, go look again. They said, it ain't there. And then you decide to go. They say, wait a minute, let me go. Because they don't want you to find what they couldn't find. I just thought I'd bring it down to a kid level so we can understand how this thing works. How many times do you say he sent them?
7.
It took 7 times for that man's eyesight to get right. Nothing. 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 I'm just tired of doing this. I kept looking. God said it, and I ain't seen it yet. God said it, and I ain't seen it yet. Because you haven't gone back enough time for your eyes to be purified. You want your eyes of flesh to see. And what did that serpent do to your eyes? Messed up your eyesight. He comes and hold it. This, even when he sees just something, after seven times, take me to the next.
And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand.
Where is it coming from? Wait a minute, you mean a cloud coming out of the sea? I ain't know clouds came out of the sea. Boy, that's going to be an earthly blessing. You see clouds coming out of the sea, you better get ready for an earthly blessing. Go ahead. It's the size of what now?
Like a man's hand.
What did the prophet tell the king? What did he hear? He heard the sound of it. He could hear. He didn't see it. He heard. It's a difference in seeing and hearing. He heard the sound of rain that the world could not withhold, and the drought couldn't withhold. And if it don't come out of the heavens, I'll make it come up out of the sea. But it's gonna rain. Now, can I just ask you all something? Have you ever stood on what God said like that and wouldn't shake? Or after a while, you just said, well, maybe it wasn't supposed to happen. I just let it go. What is the prophet's posture? Prayer. You know why you quit? Because you won't pray concerning the word that was spoken. You don't pray enough. Now, what if the prophet had just told the king and went on home and went to bed, got a nap, and went to sleep? What would have happened? Church, what would have happened? Nothing. Even though he told the truth, nothing. Because he had a responsibility for that word he spoke to pray until it put on flesh. He had to pray until that sound hit. Do you know the God of this world has hindered your blessing? Because after God said it, you didn't pray enough not to doubt. You got to pray. You can't just hear. You got to do. This man is going to pray. He done told the king, servant messed up. He don't see nothing for seven times. And then he gonna make it look real bad. He make the seventh time look like he didn't see nothing. Told me it's about the size of a man's hand. There ain't no abundance. See, let me tell you what I do. See, when I ask the Lord for a blessing, and when I get a little bit, I say, oh yeah, here's the substance of it. Here it is, I got it. That's how I talk. Let me see, a little bit? I don't need to see much now. Just enough to let me know, okay, he heard me. That's it. But we sit back, that ain't enough. Well, the crumb that fell from the slice of bread made somebody get healed. I wish I could. If you all could just think like me for one moment, please hear me. the crumbs that fell from the table made somebody get a miracle. Not the slice. Not the slice. The crumbs made somebody get a miracle, because what was in the crumbs was in the slice. And what's in the slice is in the crumbs. So when you see it coming in, and somebody might be bringing a little bit, don't worry, tell them the wagon coming. I want you to see his posture. I understand that well, because that's what I do. Saying it ain't enough. Saying it ain't enough. Because you have to pray against the principalities and the powers and the forces. But we'll say, I know the Lord told me. Well, where are your knees? Pray without ceasing. You know what that means? Pray until it manifests. Don't be like children. You know, God said it, so that's it. Let me just see. I'm just waiting on the Lord. It's the prophet waiting. What is he doing? He knew where to go, didn't he? And Ahab, you know Jezebel don't like him. You know the God of this world don't like you, and you're going to go to sleep after you say something. Jezebel don't like Elijah. He ain't going to sleep. The man going to Mount Carmel where she can't come. And he's going to pray. Poor little servant is messed up. I don't see nothing. I just want to tell you, when the Lord said, pray. Pray. Hold to it. Prayer makes you hold to what he said, and you won't doubt. That's what prayer makes you do. You gotta pray the way he says it. Prayer makes you not doubt. Prayer makes you not second guess. Prayer make you not go into the vanity of your mind. That's what prayer does. Is that clear? Put your hands together to the Lord. Love you, live stream listeners. I'm full. Da ba ba ba. Da ma ma ma. Da ba ba ya.
Thank you, Jesus. I stand to say, over 2 years ago, I got baptized. And in that baptism, you told me, you said, trust is not in the head. It's in your heart. I kept that. I've been playing that over and over. Ever since I stood in the pulpit and I cast it, and I realized I had a bag full of doubt from what the Lord had told me in the past. Pastor White said to me when I got in the water, Charlene, it's high time to awaken out of sleep. The night is for spent. And the day is at hand. The day is at hand. The day is at hand. This day. This day is at hand. Jesus, thank you for placing me in New Jerusalem under this ministry. Cambodia. Oh, Jesus. He came against me in every way he could. He didn't want me to trust you. He didn't want me to walk right before the words that you are releasing. He did everything to destroy my soul. I stand to tell you, every one of you, he wanted me to find fault in this one, in that one. But I stand to tell you, you're my body. We're one. We are in the house of the Lord. Again, I ran from this child. And I was praying. I thought, Lord, send me to the right church. And I was running from the church that she was in. And I end up here. Then he wanted me to run. I want a husband. I want this. I want that. All that is his lies that he wanted me to embrace. And he wants me to shut up now. I'm free. I feel free. I told the apostle, I've been rubbing and rubbing my knee over 10 years ago when I had surgery. I think it was around the same time in the city, Deborah. It wasn't a surgery, but my isoscopic surgery. And so this week he said, you're going to be one leg. They're going to have to cut that leg off. You got diabetes. You're a diabetic. Hey. He said that because I'm working on that. When I say I'm working on that, I said, I know how to eat right. And I said, came in here hurting, knee aching, and the spirit fell down on me. When it fell down on me, I walked in. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Apostle. Oh, Lord, I thank you. He has brought me into a place that I receive life for my soul. And where do he think I go? Nowhere. Thank you, body. You are my body, and I am your body.